Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. The meeting of the Inner Circle is in its 24th year, and I'm grateful and thankful that I do not have to be paid to do that which is in my heart. To realize that there are those things that we can be paid to do that if we were not getting paid to do it, we wouldn't do it. We're only doing it because we can get money. We call those jobs. And some of them are really just distractions. Some of them don't even need to be done because we have not necessarily applied ourselves wholeheartedly towards our wholeness. Then we do what we can do until we know to do better. I'm the one that cares to ensure that we are given some keys and some clues and some cues as to what really matters in our now moment. Being in a sea of sickness, illness, and dis-ease, and it affecting all of our families, it's not acceptable. And we've learned to accept it. We've learned to kind of be all right with it. We've learned to not say anything, not shake the boat, not push anybody's buttons, just kind of get on to get along and not say anything. I'm just saying at this particular point in time, to be in company with people who will not say anything to you when you are not doing what's in your best interest or when you're doing things that are truly not in your best interest. And these ones love you. It's a problem. But we have been given license to be out of alignment because we've been fed these lies that our nature is sinful and there's no reason to expect ourselves to be perfect because nobody's perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. And I'm the one to say, no, perfection is an inherent part of existence. We are perfectly and divinely designed and we've been given the capacity for the clarity of mind, the ability to contemplate and meditate and really think. To think is to hold the light of intelligence that you is your gift upon a thing and come to know it. But we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to really think that we have to do all kinds of research to know something. But just because you researched it doesn't mean that you've known anything, because so much of the research is still predicated on somebody else's theories and opinions, somebody else's inferences of what they studied, that they may not have gotten it right. We've been taught to believe that if it's in a book, it's the truth. To be in a place and space where we have never been supported in functioning as intelligences of existence, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, and to have the capacity for bringing other ones through our own wounds and loins, and then not know how to feed, and then to be miseducated and religiously indoctrinated to the degree to which we are still under the enslavement, the mental enslavement, the cellular oppression of a dominating culture that is a death culture. Now, everybody's been given life. Everybody has life. All of you who are listening are living beings. To some extent. And every spirit that is in the body, and all of us who are here have bodies. And our bodies are at various degrees of functioning. But we are still so gifted and so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts that it should not be a hardship for us to really do what's in our own best interest, to optimally function, to do that which is going to ensure our cellular liberation, our progression, our mental acuity, our emotional health and well-being, our mental health and well-being, our physical health and well-being, because that's how we stand in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so it matters that we care. And so for those of you who are sacrificing your sleep or you're focusing on other things so that you are attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm grateful for it, but I want you to do more than just listen to me. I want you to take it in. I want you to really examine where you are with your own commitments to your greatness, your own commitments to walking the planet in the light of the supreme intelligence that you actually are. You understand? These people have divided us into classes, all right? Lower class and upper class and middle class. They divided us up into Christians and Muslims and Hebrews and Jews and, you understand? And then we have the educational things. Oh, well, you know, I'm a dropout, my high school dropout. Oh, I got a college degree. I got 1 degree. No, I've got 3 degrees. So I got 4 degrees. Oh, you understand? I'm just saying everybody's still steeped in sewage, in the bloodstream. And so this is where we have more power than we could possibly imagine. This is where we can do more than just go out to vote. Because until we get, and I won't even say we, I'll say this. America is a corporation that requires officers. It is not the government of the whole. It is not the ones that we are really beholding to. We've learned to make man's way mandate and God's way optional. That God, or the intelligence of our being, or that which has perfectly and divinely designed us, has the earth spinning and the sun blazing and everything growing and is provided so abundantly and opulently for our earthly sojourn, and has given us these bodies that are literally our space suits for being able to navigate a cosmic journey through eternity upon a planet that is a biospheric intergalactic spaceship. But then people want to say, oh, I don't believe in God, but you didn't bring yourself here. You don't maintain your heartbeat and your breath. And on any day, you are undermining it. But we don't have to. That's the best culture, to put us in a place where we don't know, or we don't care to know how to walk in the fullness of our birthright as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. They want you to believe in death. They've taught you to believe in death. They've taught you to enjoy killing. They are programming, those who are programming the video games for your sons and daughters to enjoy and take pleasure in violence and killing in the video games. And that now they're able to compete online. And they're able to be monitored and surveyed for their talents and skills in these things, so that then they can be recruited. And we don't even think about it. Because becoming proficient in any area of talent is what we know that will get us paid. But there is a difference between becoming proficient in an area of talent and being able to respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. There's a difference between being proficient in an area of talent and walking the face of this earth in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of the presence of God. There's a difference between being proficient in an area of talent and really walking in the care and the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth of what you can do in light of seeing the literal demise of your people, all animals, the earth, the oceans, the rivers, the seas, to have come to a point and place where these people found this place, pristine, green nations, you understand, and then to kill everybody. What the? And then you want to be respected as intelligent people. You want to vie for selection and election for people to support you when you support all of this that has gone on. You're not trying to change anything differently. And the first thing that needs to be changed is that which they call the Constitution. Because the Constitution of these United Snakes of America is insufficient to raise people up out the ditches and valleys of degradation. And if there was anything that was really legitimately enhancing, uplifting, establishing integrity of the beauty and divinity of the people, that's what it should address. But to have abolished slavery except where you've been convicted of a crime, and then to have the largest number of incarcerated people in the world, and you're supposed to be the land of the free. So I'm saying, no, let's deal with the reality that you're dealing with a system that deserves its death. It is in free fall because it is a perpetuator of genocide. We don't have to prove it. We don't have to do class action lawsuits. Everybody from the Pope, all of the churches, all of the educational systems, everything is participating in the oppression of the people. Because they never taught you to value life. You will never, ever have anything greater than your life. There is no amount of money that is greater than your life currency. And people can talk all day and all night about the value of the dollar, but how is it that we measure our value based upon paper? Because we're following the dictates of a people who are not in the light of their intelligence. They're in the distortion of it. They've perpetuated sickness, illness, disease, and death through inebriation, intoxication, violation, distraction, dysfunction. And those of us who got educated with our degrees are the ones who are profiting. Our professions are in place to handle the disenfranchised, the homeless, the sick, the psychologically and behaviorally modified, the prisoners, the captives, those who are sick and ill. But the sickness and the illness is perpetuated by the food industry. And the food industry is part of the death culture. And the government and those that you would vie for selection and election, they're not trying to change any of it. And then they let this one guy go half-cocked all around the place, buying up the land, poisoning the food. And because he's rich, he can institute what his lineages have always dealt with in terms of depopulation and zero population. And he goes off unchecked and nobody's trying to pull him to the side. You understand? So I'm just saying, no, we, the people, have to raise up because there is no legitimate government here. And if ones and ones have matriculated through the educational systems and have done well because their families, you understand? And see, this is where the issue is in terms of the divisiveness and dividing us up so that we are not able to create dynasties with our families. Our families are torn apart, war torn apart, because individually we are divided within ourselves. And as individuations of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, you cannot be divided within yourself and survive it. It says, a house divided against itself shall not stand. So as individuals that are not practicing wholeness, individuals who feel entitled to undermine themselves, individuals of absolute and supreme intelligence that are not intelligent enough to exalt a full effort in their living and feel entitled to undermine their own life currency. And as a result of undermining your own life currency, then you are participating in the undermining of all other ones. And now we're having to realize why there is so much sickness, illness, and disease amongst all people, because we have been fed the flesh of dead animals when the first law is not to kill. So if thou shalt not kill, then thou shalt not eat of the flesh of that which has been killed. Not only was the flesh killed, it was poisoned with all manners of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT, and the animals were fed with all kinds of larvicides. The larvicides are the chemicals that they spray their food with so that their feces does not draw flies. And when you have a continent, the North American continent, that hosts 370 million people that are being miseducated and religiously indoctrinated to feel entitled to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, to defile the blood, then our right response to it all is to cleanse the blood, is to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we will no longer participate with our own cellular oppression, that we realize how perfectly and divinely designed we are, to the degree to which we can stop eating all of this, and then the body is going to start cleansing itself. And all we have to do is facilitate that cleansing process. And so I am so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to remind you that you have leverage in this now moment, that your leverage is not going to come with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Your leverage comes with absolute love and absolute law, and you're harmonizing with it in exalting a full effort in your living, coming to this point and place where you are no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about honoring the greatest gift that you've been given, which is yourself. And to be, and to having been told and heard it all of our lives, that thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, which is the law, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might, and then be killing yourself, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and whatnot. And so there's a thought that in this realm of eternity in which the earth is spinning, literally, in eternity, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so there's a saying, all death is suicide. All death is suicide. We didn't come here as dead people. We should not be leaving as dead people. Death is a program that's running in this realm. And then you've heard it said, suicide is the one unforgivable sin. But all death is suicide. So we should not be participating with our own demise. We should not be undermining ourselves, or anyone else. Because what we do unto others will be done unto us. And we have not yet realized that eating all of those aborted fetuses over the years, your two scrambled eggs, poached eggs, however you fix those eggs, salt and pepper them or put them in omelets or whatever, all of those eggs, the accumulation of indigestible chromosomes, hormones, and genetic information of a hybridized creature now solidifying on the walls of your blood vessels, capillaries, veins, and arteries, and then your body so intelligent that it's isolating this indigestible material and it's becoming fibroids and tumors. And then combined with the pus and mucus from the bovine, from the cows. Just understand why it is that we're having to have our breasts cut off and our wombs removed. But people don't make the connection. You cannot be host for a rotting carcass and then be all right. You cannot be host for a rotting carcass and the parasites and organisms and infection and bacteria and whatnot and be all right. You cannot wash the outside of your body and your mouth every day and then ignore the responsibility you have to cleanse the inside, cleanse the blood, cleanse the lymph, cleanse your intracellular tissues to be renewed and reborn again. We are having to come to this place and space mentally and spiritually and emotionally and practically, daily, intensely, intentionally, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. And I will shout this from the highest mountains, that there are and there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of the presence of the absolute. There is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and self-representation as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of God. There is no political consciousness that is greater than being in the love of the law and the law that is love, and consciously exalting a full effort in our living so that we are an honor and a glory to the lineages that we represent, and in honoring the lineages that we have come through, in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, then we are ensuring the continuation of our lineages. We are participating in the wholeness of our lineages, in the progression of our lineages, as opposed to participating in the genocide, where each generation has been assaulted with more chemicals, more poisoning, with the Doritos and the Takis and all of the snack foods and all the candies and things that are artificial colors and flavors and sugars and things. I'm just saying, a people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to die. And it don't really matter who is president. To be president of a corporation that kills the people is stupidity. If you ain't coming with God, then you don't need to be present, because the people can be self-governing. We could figure this thing out. We could do it at least much better than y'all have been doing. How do we know? Because we are not murderers and liars and killers. And once we get cleaned up, and once we realize that we have the opportunity to respond to the call for our resurrection, there is an edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for the liberation of the divine feminine, the exaltation of the divine feminine, because the cosmic mothers, the universal mothers, Mother Earth and Mother Nature are demanding our resurrection, because it has been through the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the rape, and the defilement of womanhood and the divine feminine that has everything going all awry like this. So the sisterhood, yeah, we could have a woman for president of the corporation, but if she's president with a white mind, it ain't gonna help us. And that's what I was sharing with one of the women who did the women's studies class when I was at the University of Florida. And she was like, yeah, well, women, we could do everything that men do. I said, but you all want to be equal to your man in his madness. As womb men and men, regardless of what hue of people you are, from the blackest black to the lightest light, everybody is here to exalt life. Everyone's here to serve life. Everybody is here to be the progression of their lineages. Everybody is gifted the breath of life, a spirit from another realm of eternity that has come into this realm through the sacred waters of our mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluids of our fathers. And then we got no support in respecting the sacredness and the divinity of being. And these people have slaughtered millions and millions and millions, not just creatures, but nations. All of the nations that were on this continent. Central America, South America, Australia, and now throughout Africa. We are being called to rise and to be fully participatory in our own cellular liberation. There are no political agendas or objectives or any thoughts that have been sufficient for doing anything other than what we've seen done to create more divisiveness and have us in a place where You've got all of the divided nations within Christianity, within Islam, within every sect. And that's by design. When the intelligence of existence cannot be divided. The intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. And we're being called to remember, to acknowledge, to care, to love, to forgive. And it's very difficult. You understand? When these people will electrocute one person for killing one person. You understand? Texas has created the death there. Electrocution of more black and youth than any other state. We are still dealing with so much racism that is just another level of divisiveness where insecure maniacs feel as though they have the right to determine that because your skin is dark, that you don't deserve your life. And when the world is filled with people with darker skin, then the world with darker skins, as well as other hues, need to raise completely up, because that is what we have to do. Otherwise, getting out of here dead means that whatever you did, you were not successful in living. This is our time to remember. We're already in the realm of eternity. We should not be dying at all. We can rebuke it, revoke it, and stand, harmonize within the laws of existence, the truths of existence, on behalf of existence itself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so prayerful that you are consistently being inspired to even greater heights and depths of commitment to being in the light of the truth of the all that you are. The meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, anytime I have opportunity to speak, I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, so that we are reminded of how intense this is, how deep this is, how necessary it is for us to accept that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility by virtue of being on the planet in this now moment to come to a point and place within the very center of ourselves, in our own heart of hearts, where it matters to us how we show up, that it matters to us how we walk, it matters to us how we utilize time, situations, and circumstances to elevate ourselves into right space and place, so that the intelligence of existence can have its way in us and through us as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own very presence. I am voice on behalf of our liberation, and I don't want us to get it twisted to make it seem as though, oh, well, let's sister, she's just talking about the food. No, I'm not just talking about the food. I'm talking about what is the requisite for our being qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet, because the genocide is intended to phase our lineages out of existence. The genocide is intended to put us in a place where we have been divided by religion, as Christians and Muslims and Baha'i and Faithists and all of the different ones under the different scripts and the different gods. And I'm saying there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the source of all being. It is the source of all gods and goddesses, lords and lordesses, and all of the administering intelligences that have been in existence for millions of years, working as vehicle and vessel of the will of existence itself. And so we each have the opportunity to do what we've not seen done before. We each have the opportunity to really understand what it is to really love this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. To come to a point and place where we realize the real lies that have been given and told us through the church, through the miseducational system, through the socialization, and to be in a place and space where we realize that we should not be dying here. That we are on a biospheric intergalactic spaceship called Mother Earth that is 80% water. And our bodies are our spacesuits, perfectly and divinely designed for this cosmic journeying through the cosmic, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is the actual substance of the very presence of the absolute. It is the very substance of that which we refer to as God, which is beyond gods, because gods are like elevated, immortal people, presences of the absolute. God does not consist of the totality of all there is as the intelligence of existence. There have been gods and goddesses, lords and lordesses, and each one of us should be aspiring towards our God and goddesshood, that when it comes time to leave the planet, we should literally be birthed into the exalted spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses on the path of our conscious evolutionary unfoldment and development as conscious immortals. But of course, we don't get that here. And that's what's shifting and changing. Because we have the responsibility to anchor within every fiber of our being our wholehearted desire for absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. We were not told just do research. We were not told just get an education. We were not told to get validated and stamped for certification, licensing, and degreeing to be fully participatory with a system of oppression as that which constitutes our success in life. We never had to prove our parity with the people who were oppressive, but the system is oppressive, and those of us who got degreed in whatever area of education and business and whatever, we maintain the system. We have not created a greater way. See, the thought was, oh, well, let's get our education so that we are able to make the necessary changes from the inside out. But there has been no change. There's been a progression of sickness, illness, disease, and death. We are dying in greater and greater numbers, regardless of how high upon the ladder of education we climb, regardless of what color robes and what color smocks we wear. We have come to a point and place where we have missed the truth of who we each are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, because somehow you don't want to be that godly. You don't want to be that righteous. You don't want to be that clean. You don't want to be that disciplined. You don't want to be that honorable and respectable. You don't care to be. And that's the trick. To put us in a place where we are all right with dying. Put us in a place and space where we are all right with missing the fullness of the integrity of the high ethic and morality and the sensibility and the love and the care and the courage and the faith and the conscientiousness and the promises of God. Are coming to a point and place where we allow ourselves through the conscious care to go deeper, to reach higher, to be in a place where these bodies are cleared and cleansed and purified so that we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and come under the auspices of our souls so that the Creator's will is instituted in every act that we are able to create here. Because see, nobody has the Creator's will at heart when you are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. Is popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. That is not the will of existence. That which we refer to as God did not commission anybody to be here to be murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and the ones who are responsible for the violation or the extermination of nations, millions and millions and millions of Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native people upon any of the continents. We have been usurped by a mentality of wicked and evil that is the distortion of the light of supreme intelligence that they, as well as everybody else, has. And are coming to a point and place where we care enough to clear and cleanse our bloodstreams from the violation of violated beings, the inebriants, the intoxicants, the artificial colors and flavors, and all of the behavior modifying chemicals that are saturating that stuff that they call food, which is the tools of oppression. So the more of it you have, the more oppressed you are. And after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and whatever. It doesn't matter how much education you have. It doesn't matter how much religious indoctrination you've had. It doesn't matter your socialization. It doesn't matter your stature. It doesn't matter your income. It doesn't matter your tax bracket. You are literally have been adulterated and have been on the path of death your entire life. And are coming to a point and place where we realize that that's the trick. That's the impact and the effect of what the intention of genocide actually is to have you dying. They don't care how much money you make because you're going to give the money right back to them in the first place. They don't care what your stature is because you are going to be in service unto one of their faculties of the system of things, whether it's the church or whether it's the banking system or whether it's the education, miseducational system. It really doesn't matter what part of the system. You're going to play a part of the system because the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco does not give you the leverage of thought, the clarity of mind where you are able to be a clear, clean vehicle and vessel for the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God, the intelligence of God, the wisdom of God, the will of existence itself, living as you upon the planet. See, we are the personification of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We are each individuations of it. And purpose in being is to ensure the progression of our lineages. Purpose in being is for self-realizing, self-actualizing, coming to point and place where we have harmonized our will with the will of existence. And we are in the consistent, ever unfolding, ever expanding conscientiousness as conscious immortals on a planet that is already spinning in eternity, held by absolute law. And for our understanding and understanding that we are always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we do not have to die and go sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, and on the third day he arose from the dead. You understand? No, that is not it. You are already in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You do not have to die to go and sit in any exalted place because you're already responsible for exalting the reality of your presence in the temple that is your body. But that's just like too much like right for you all to walk in the intelligence and to be able to outthink a people who have centuries of violation charged upon the bloodline. But try as they may and try as they might, they will not be able to thwart the establishment of the eternal order because we are already in eternal order. They will not be able to thwart the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God because it is by virtue of the establishment of the eternal government that we have been given commission and duty and obligation and edict to rise. And in order for us to rise, we must be cleansed. In order for us to rise, we must care. In order for us to rise, we must be diligent. In order for us to rise, we must be consistent. In order for us to rise, we must love this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. In order for us to rise, we have to forgive our violations and our trespasses and those who have trespassed against us. In order for us to rise, we have to allow for other elements, other orders of existence to have the right to their lives. So there is no government here upon the planet in any country that is really participating consciously with the eternal order and the eternal government. And how do you know? Because they have not created a moratorium on killing these creatures and serving their body parts and their flesh, their bones and their blood, their progeny and their body fluids to you all as food. The truth for us is that there could be no true democracy, government for the people, by the people, when the people themselves do not have their own best interests at heart. There can be no true democracy where those who are men, the progenitor of lineages, have been warred against to the degree to which they are no longer consciously caring to provide and support and protect their women and their children. There can be no true democracy where those who are the wombed men, the perpetuator of the lineages, have decided that they don't care to perpetuate lineages and that they are fully participatory in the cellular oppression of everything and everybody. From the day that babies come out of the womb within the hospitals and the birthing centers, and for those who are assisting those mothers and fathers when present to vaccinate these children with so much poison, under the lies and the guise that this is going to protect them from something. We're in a place and space where we realize that there can be no democracy in the midst of genocide, and that whatever degree of participation within the voting and the political, it is still incumbent upon you to be in a place and space where you are exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, because there is no greater political consciousness than vivid self-expression as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So that we're having to realize, one, that when you are rightly oriented in this life, you are not going to be warring against anybody. You are really going to realize how important the nucleus of the family actually is. And as a result of it being torn apart through hundreds of years of divisiveness and whatnot, then it matters that we are spiritually, mentally, and emotionally mature enough to know how to cultivate marriages and courtship and relationships so that our children have the opportunity to be groomed in knowing how to really care for other ones, that little boys are not just given toys, Tonka toys and trucks and fire engines and guns and things to play with, but they are being cultivated to understand the importance of who they are and their cleanliness of their bloodstream, because they are the progenitor of lineages. And as a result of having been warred against for generations, it matters that they understand how the oppression has been issued in terms of all of the artificial colors and flavors and hormones and additives and whatnot that are in that stuff that they call food. And then the intent to have our next generation and the following generation and all these generations addicted to alcohol, addicted to tobacco, addicted to the black and miles. Now these boys are vaping and whatnot and feel as though if they're real men, they got to be toxic. And this is something that we've seen for generations. Real men are toxic. That's a lie, but that's what they think. That you got to drink the beer and have the drinks, the after drinks, and go to the club and go to strip clubs and all of this. And these people would not be making tons of money if that thought was not still so well embedded in the hearts and the minds of those ones who've come up under those ones who were either missing in action or they were adulterated and present or not present. The intelligence of existence intended for manhood and womanhood to be harmonized because we together are the personification of the will of God in facilitating the perpetuation, the continuation, the elevation, the exaltation, and the progression of our lineages. But to have the 30-some-year-olds at this particular point, both male and female, not having children, and then not being healthy enough to have children, not being loving and caring and emotional mature enough to have marriages, and then to have the 30-some-year-old sisters having so much fibromyalgia and endometriosis and fibroids and whatnot, that their wombs are being taken out before they can even have children. We're in a place where we have to realize that perfection is still an inherent part of existence, and we are perfectly and divinely designed to have children, but we're also perfectly and divinely designed to know love and to care, to be loved, to be nurtured and nurtured and nourished to be nurtured. You understand? So the cellular oppression, by virtue of there being nutritional deficiency as a result of being fed like kids with breakfast cereals and hot dogs and hamburgers and Vienna sausage and Spam and all of this garbage, right? So that 30, 40 years of that, you can't really even be healthy enough to have children. And because the sisterhood is born with all of the eggs she'll ever have, all of the artificial colors and flavors and alcohol and tobacco and all of the dyes and chemicals and stimulants and stuff are now in her eggs. So there has to be a complete upheaval of what we know as life upon this continent and throughout the world as the progression of the will of the ill. You understand? Those ones who are acting as if they have been given license by God to perpetuate all of this garbage, these are a sick people. How do you know they're sick? Because they've created a global initiative of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, predicated on inebriation, intoxication, adulteration. You understand? No, this is sickness. This is not white supremacy. There is no such thing as white supremacy. What we're seeing is the stupidity and idiocy and insecurity on crack and steroids. Because there is absolute law that what you do unto others will be done unto you. So yes, you must have a serious death wish to be the perpetuators and the sowers of the seeds of death, as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, and then be delusional to think that you can survive it. Be delusional to think that your generations can survive it. So no, we, you and I, and those and anyone who really is living, all of us have duty, obligation, and responsibility to honor the life, honor our lives, honor the life of all beings, and the repentance that has to be done as a result of yourselves being violated with the violation, the rot and decay and decomposition of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and fish and then the alcohol and tobacco and the artificial colors and the flavors and the things in the Takis and the Doritos and all of the packaged goods and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that if you really care to be wealthy, then you have to reclaim the truth of your identity as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of the Absolute. Why? Because there is no gift or wealth or blessing that is greater than life itself, and you already have that. But being under a system of oppression to marginalize your experience of life, to put you in a place where you are experiencing the hellaciousness of fear and trepidation, lack, sickness, illness, disease, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, aneurysms, all of the various cancers, the dialysis, and all of this, then know that this is the evidence of there being no commitment to life. Now, life has committed itself to all of us. So why is it so difficult to be committed to that which has already proven itself to us? Why is it so difficult to be committed to that which is beating our hearts and breathing us? Why is it so difficult to consistently do that which is going to facilitate greater life and life force and life's currency that is your gift and your blessing and the evidence of your worth and your worthiness and your deservedness? It's because your behavior has been modified. You've been warred against. And to vote for those who are vying for selection and election to government when they themselves have not done any of the repentance work, any of the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the purification and whatnot, then they are no leadership for us in this now moment. The leadership that you really would benefit from is your taking responsibility to become leader in your own life, reaching for life, caring to be completely cleared and purified and renewed and rebirthed and regenerated and rejuvenated to stand in the fullness of your vivid self-representation, in exaltation of a full effort in your living, your healing, your disease reversal, your cellular liberation, so that the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God, the wisdom, intelligence, the care, the courage, the faith, the conscientiousness, and the promises of the fullness of life present upon the planet and beyond, because we were promised eternal life, and because we're already in the realm of eternity, then rebuke and revoke your commitment to death, because we were told the wages of sin is death, and you were not born to die. You were born to be the progression of your lineages and to be the glory and the honor of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we all refer to as God. You're attuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.